Illinois.
This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Well, thanks for joining this week's radio show. Remember, this is your final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is now show number 443. This episode, of course, is provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communications in the cloud. Well, all you need to do is open up the news every day, and you know that the demographics of this world is changing. But how are they going to affect your life and your business in the future? To give us a peek into what's next is Ken Gronbach. He's a demographer, futurist, and generational marketing expert whose uncannily accurate predictions are transforming how we look at demographics. He has been studying demographics for more than two decades. He's got a new book out. It's called Upside, Profiting from the Profound Demographic Shifts Ahead. Ken, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
So tell us about some of the things that you predicted accurately what was going to happen in the future that you saw before any of us.
Well, one of them that will affect small business is the change and possible demise of Walmart. Walmart damaged more small businesses,
yes,
I think, than any other entity on the planet. Walmart's a boomer-based business. That means they for the last 20, 25 years, they built their business selling stuff to the baby boomer. But the baby boomer right now is 53 to 72 years old. Once you crest 50 years old, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, your consumption of stuff drops like a stone. You have plenty of stuff, so you don't need any more stuff. And Walmart didn't plan for that. Walmart, the generation right behind the baby boomers, is called Generation X. And Generation X suffered dramatically from a reduced fertility and has about 9 million fewer people. And that's enough to disturb anyone's market. It's about 11% smaller than the baby boomers.
So let's talk about a couple other shifts. And one of them is actually happening inside myself. You know, I used to be a huge car fan. I had to have the fanciest car. I used to collect old cars. But now I really don't care about having a car. I have one electric car. But what we're really seeing is that the Gen Yers don't really care about cars, right?
Yeah, it's not right. I'm a car nut too. My brother and I collect Mustangs, and
I'm a Falcon guy, so pretty close.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, the Mustang was built on a Falcon
That's right.
chassis.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, and remind me to tell you a story about that. So, what's happening is Generation Y does not have the love affair with automobiles. My daughters called me, I don't know, 2-3 weeks ago, and they needed a ride, and we were talking, and I said, I'll come pick you up, and they said, no, we'll just call an Uber.
Right. Exactly.
And that was that. They called an Uber.
Yep.
And it was cheaper. It was cheaper than me going there. So between that and cars that are going to drive themselves, electric cars, the times, they are changing.
And they are.
Dramatically.
Talk us about the shifts that are going on. We all know we've been discussing healthcare a lot later, but what demographic shifts are going on there?
Well, that's a huge one. According to everything that we've researched, the body begins to break, human body, really break around 75 years old. And that's when the consumption of healthcare services and products spikes. Baby boomers are currently 53 to 72. The generation that's right in front of the baby boomers is called the silent generation. Born 1925 to 1944, silent generation was about 50 million people. Baby boomers are right now, with immigration, at about 80 million people. So, and their consumption is always much, much higher than the generation in front of it. Healthcare is going to be hit with a tsunami, and so is elder care, and so is death care.
Now, is that because, again, I guess fairly obvious, because people are really living longer and we're just not in a position to be able to afford all these people?
That's part of it. The boomer generation is refusing to die. The boomer generation are not going to be their parents. 70 is the new 50,
right.
Absolutely.
Right.
So No, it's just because the biggest reason that healthcare is going to be hit with a tsunami is the fact that the critical mass of the boomers is so big compared to the generation in front of it. The generation in front of the boomers, the people that are currently 73 to 92, was the smallest generation of the last 100 years. It was tiny, tiny generation. The boomers are the biggest generation ever to need health care, biggest generation ever to retire. I just spoke in Florida, and I told them, I said, you guys have any idea what's headed your way? You don't have enough roads down here. You don't have enough anything, nothing. Health care is going to be certainly a part of it. But you don't have enough places for people to live. Your population is going to go from 20 million to 30 million, and it's probably going to do that in 10 years.
We're talking with Ken Grombach. He's the author of a book called Upside, Profiting from the Profound Demographic Shifts Ahead. So before we talk about how to profit, what other demographics do you really think that's going to change the business environment, Ken?
Housing. The Generation Y is currently 13 to 32. They're finally leaving their parents' homes. They're throwing away all the trophies they didn't deserve. They're starting households. They're getting married. And unless we start building, these kids are going to live in tents. We're about 25 million houses short of our needs. So watch for housing to spike. And along with housing will be everything else. How's that?
I think that's fantastic. So what does this all really mean to retailers out there? How does the small business owner stay relevant with all these things going on?
The way you stay relevant today is, and the reminder is there are no more secrets. If you have a good product or service and you really, really do and the price is right, the Generation Y will be to pass to your door. Don't. If you're hiding something or you've got a skeleton in your closet or you're not as good as your competition, everyone's going to know. So it's the largest generation ever to consume anything, Generation Y, 86 million strong. They're 8 million bigger than the baby boomers are going to change everything retail.
Well, let's talk about Gen Y for a second, because certainly it's so much easier to consume these days. You know, I saw a pair of shoes that a guy was wearing the other day in front of me in a line at the airport, and I asked him where he got it. He said Amazon. By the time I got on the plane, I had ordered it already. So certainly, being able to order it so much easier is increasing consumptions. But is the Gen Yers going to have the money to be able to do that?
Don't worry about them having money. This is going to be one. Even with robots, we're not going to have enough people to work. Our economy in the United States, using housing as a springboard and this new Gen Y as a springboard with their massive consumption, is going to require a ton of labor. So they're going to have plenty of jobs. Don't worry about it. They'll have plenty of money, and they will consume.
I mean, I keep envisioning that pretty soon we'll never have to leave the house, right? And we'll send our avatars out there actually to socialize with other people. Our small business owners that depend on people showing up in person, are they in danger because people just want to consume inside the confines of their own apartment?
What I tell small business people, I said, if you're a retailer and you require people to come to you, make sure you have something that equates to a wonderful experience that the consumer will look forward to, and because Amazon will never be able to replace that. So no, I don't. I think what's going to happen here is the tide is going to rise and it's going to raise all boats. And even with the amount of money that's going to online consumption, the retailer is still going to do fine.
It's interesting because I have found it fascinating that, people said, once you'll be able to watch movies in your home, people won't go to movies anymore. And that's just not the case, right, Ken?
Yep.
I mean, people still do want that in-person experience, and I just hope we never lose that because then it would be a sci-fi movie.
Yeah, and you know what? We're not going to be a sci-fi movie. What we have is the United States is by far the best nation on Earth. Our demography is positioned the best of any nation and continent. And going forward, we're fine.
So
just relax.
What do you see about people either moving more towards urban areas or moving out of urban areas because communication is so much better and you pretty much can do anything you're going to do in the city, you can sort of do it in a rural place?
Well, we do know that probably by 2050, 75-80% of the earth is going to live in cities. However, in the United States, what we're hearing is Generation Y is going to live in cities. This 86 million group between the ages of 13 and 32 are going to live in city areas, and that's what they said about the boomers. And as soon as the boomers had their second child and realized what it cost to educate a child in a city,
right,
they moved to the suburbs.
Right.
Don't fall in love with any of the old myths. It's, you know, the times are changing, yes, but people still want quality of life. I live in Connecticut. It's a small state, 3.5 million people. I'm 100 miles from Boston, 100 miles from New York, but I wouldn't live anyplace else because this is country.
Well, Ken, hang on. Can you hang on for a segment later in the show?
I will.
All right, we're going to have Ken Grombach back here in a little bit. Coming up next, why being a lousy listener is hurting your business. This is AM 560, The Answer. We'll be right back. We're talking about how to get your small business unstuck.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
Good morning, I'm Jeremy Scott with your look at the roads. Just one slowdown right now. It's southbound on 55, heavy from Joliet Road all the way down to Veterans Parkway. Left lane's only open for construction throughout later this morning. Now, if you are traveling through Woodridge, the Woodridge Rotary Mini Triathlon closes 83rd from Jeans to Woodward. Also southbound Woodward from 83rd to 101st, and that's going to last until right about noon, though you may see some streets open up earlier on the north side. North Halstead Market Days closes Halstead both ways, Belmont to Addison until tomorrow morning's rush. Retro on Roscoe also closes Roscoe, Damon to Western, and that's going to last roughly until about 6 in the morning tomorrow. And if you are traveling on Broadway, no access Wilson to Leland until Sunday for construction. Going to see some nice conditions with temperatures in the upper 70s, mostly sunny skies, 64 at O'Hare. That's traffic on AM 560. The Answer.
Ivanka Trump made a rare live appearance on Fox and Friends.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
When she speaks, I just go to my happy place.
That's why Jared Kushner married her, I suppose.
She can speak because he doesn't.
Exactly. No one has ever heard Jared Kushner speak to this day. He just points to her. I wonder how he took his vows.
No, he just nodded.
I think she is an asset to President Trump.
Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva.
Nextiva.
Simplifying your business communications. Get a copy of Barry's new book, BAM, where he shows how social media and our self-service world has rewritten all the rules of customer service. The best marketing now is BAM, good customer service. Be the first to tweet Barry at Barry Moult and get a free copy of the book.
Do you have redness, watering, or irritation of the eye? If so, you may have adenoviral or bacterial conjunctivitis, also known as pink eye, and you may be eligible for one of the synchronized research studies. These studies are being conducted in our area and are looking at a potential new drug for pink eye caused by adenoviruses or bacteria. Adults and children of any age are eligible to participate. In addition, you or your child must have had pink eye signs or symptoms in at least one eye for no more than the past 3 days, be interested in taking part in a research study over a period of up to 13 days, and meet additional study criteria. Participants may receive the study drug, and all study-related procedures and visits are provided at no cost. Health insurance is not required. To find out more, call 1-877-620-6125 or visit www.pinkeyeresearch.com. That's 1-877-620-6125 or www.pinkeyeresearch.com.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Moults. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
All right, well, this is not a news flash. By any standard, I am a lousy listener. I'd rather talk than listen. Even when I'm listening, what I'm really doing is I'm thinking about where I can interrupt the person so I can talk next. Now, I know this is bad for business, and I keep doing it anyways. Here to help me and you is national speaker, communication expert, and author Leslie Shore, who's the owner of Listen to Succeed, a consultancy that focuses on using listening analytics to help clients achieve their highest level of effective communication. She's got a great book out. It's called Listen to Succeed. Leslie, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Barry. Thanks for having me on.
So is it really true that most people would rather talk than listen?
It is in terms of the culture of the United States. We have this strange myth that speaking carries more power than listening, and that has been a myth probably since the 1600s here in the good old U.S. of A., and it has continued to this day. But it is a myth.
So why is that? Where did that come from, Leslie?
I believe that in the rough and tumble of creating a new country and actually going across the Mississippi and the Continental Divide, there was a lot of historical reason for people to be absolutely 100% to the point. And when a bear is running at you, you don't sit around and say, well, how many different ways can we handle this situation? And so
you just got to run faster than the person behind you, right?
Right. Good point. So as a country, in terms of these particular beginnings, because as Europeans, we took over a land, and that was an unusual situation, obviously, even back in the 1600s. So it changed our sociology, and it changed the way we looked at civil communication.
Yeah, and I think that's even getting worse, because it seems these days so many times we're shouting at each other and we're getting louder and louder. Do men and women communicate differently? Are women better listeners than men?
I will say they are primed for being more effective listeners. One of the things that we have to deal with, Barry, is the fact that we are indeed wired differently. Men went out to get the woolly mammoth, and the women nurtured the children at home. And the basic difference, and this is Deborah Tannen's landmark work in communication, is that men talk for report, R-E-P-O-R-T. Women converse for rapport, R-A-P-P-O-R-T. They want absolutely to get context and to create relationship, because after all, that is what they do as the designated nurturer.
Right.
And
right.
So our wiring is set up that way, but that doesn't mean, as well as so many other things, it doesn't mean that we can't change.
So why is listening so important? I think it's obvious, listening fosters better communication. But we have such a hard time listening, so how do we handle that? What should we do?
There are a number of things to do. Number one, become aware of the fact that you're not listening. Now, that takes practice. What happens is your mind begins either to wander or to start answering the person who's talking before they're even done, or you get triggered by an emotional word or a word that means something emotional to you, and you stop listening because you're berating the person in your mind about not using that word. So there are a number of things that are important, literally, to become aware of the fact that you've left the party, so to speak. You're off in your head doing a lot of mind chatter. And I absolutely think about the fact that the reason that I created the listening effectiveness profile, which allows people to actually pinpoint their major barriers, and there are eight of them. Usually people have an issue with one or two, is I knew that as soon as people understood where their barriers were, then they could start working on them, obviously using my book, Listen to Succeed.
Obviously.
But the point is, even your spouse can be so helpful, or people at work can be so helpful after a meeting saying, hey, I want you to know you interrupted so-and-so three times, or you were not listening because the answer you gave had nothing to do with the question at hand. So you can actually have a listening buddy, which is wonderful, to be able to help you figure out what it is and also help you get better at it.
We're talking with Leslie Shore. She's the author of a book called Listen to Succeed. All right, so maybe, Leslie, you can help me, because the reason that I interrupt people and I don't listen is because I get very impatient and nervous during a conversation that I don't think it's moving fast enough, and I want to insert myself so I get my point at the exact moment to be effective, and I want to be entertaining. So how do I break that habit?
First of all, realize there is no exact moment. Because when you interrupt, the person that you are interrupting already has a filter that they are seeing whatever it is you're saying through. So, in fact, you are not getting what it is that you want. And the other thing is to realize, I think it's wonderful, Barry, that you realize that you're impatient. And that is great self-reflection, and this listening does take that. What I think would be really awesome for you is to have a pad of paper by your side every single time and write down the words that they are saying, just a couple of key words that will remind you of what it is that you wanted to say after they've put the period at the end of the sentence. That shows that you're honoring the person who you are listening to because you waited. You also don't make the mistake of saying something off kilter because you listened through the whole thing. And the third thing is you got your ego out of the way. And that's where most listeners get into trouble.
I think that's really a great point, because I believe also that I interrupt because I think I'm going to forget what I want to say. But the problem is I stop listening. So how do you listen to completion? I think the idea of putting something down on a pad of paper is great. But when you're having a normal conversation, how do you listen to completion and then come up with what you're going to say? I always have this fear I'm going to forget it and it's going to be a much less effective conversation. Although, Leslie, by not listening, it obviously is a less effective conversation.
Well, first thing, remember something that my grandmother said, which is listen without judgment and wait for the period at the end of the sentence before formulating a reply. That's critical. The second thing is, yes, in some conversations you won't have that little spiral-bound thing. Believe me, everywhere I go I have one because I have found that it's been so effective. But what I will do is I will just take two words, two key words, and say them two or three times in my head, and that's usually enough. So that when that and I get back to listening, when the person does have a period at the end of the sentence, what I say is, you know, you said these two words, or you said something like, and then bam, once you say those two words, you'll have the visceral memory of what it is that you are going to say.
The last question I wanted to ask you is that I also think that people, except for me, obviously, Leslie, are just so long-winded, right? And I just can't stand it. So what do you do in that case?
Wow. Long-winded people should understand, and that's the problem, they don't, that they don't have to be long-winded to get the point across. So when you're in a situation where someone is being long-winded, one of the things to do is that in every sentence that they say, find something that you can latch onto. The other thing with a long-winded person is it's perfectly legitimate, and we're talking about interruption here, it's perfectly legitimate to say, George, you know, you said that before, and I want you to know that I heard what it was that you said. Many people are long-winded because they don't feel heard.
Leslie, I got to interrupt you there because of the end of the segment. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
If you want to reach Leslie, go to www.listentosucceed.com. This is AM560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
Larry Elder says the media is overlooking yet another Democratic scandal.
This Debbie Wasserman Schultz IT thing, because it seems to me if this were a Republican scandal, I dare suggest that MSNBC, hee-haw, and CNN would be all over this. Yet the mainstream media does not seem to be terribly interested in this issue. Wonder why.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Jay Sekulow at 9 on AM 560. The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. The Justice Department now investigating after a violent protest during a white nationalist march in Charlottesville, Virginia.
This rally by white nationalists and neo-Nazis was on paper about the city's decision back in February to remove the statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee from a public park. But it was also really just about hate and racism. The rally was allowed in downtown Charlottesville only after a federal judge last night overruled a decision by the city to have the rally moved away from the statue for safety concerns.
Fox's Brian Yenis. One woman was killed by a car driven into a crowd of counter-protesters, the driver charged with murder. And two Virginia State troopers were killed when their helicopter crashed outside the city. This witness lives nearby.
Pretty terrible to see, especially with all the other events going on in Charlottesville today. Does not seem like the police needed this on top of everything else.
State police are investigating. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
Good morning, I'm Jeremy Scott with your look at the roadways as you are traveling out and about on the expressways and tollways. Just one delay we're watching is 55 southbound, tight from Joliet Road to Veterans Parkway. That's all because construction takes out the two right lanes. So they're doing some final paving operations, top layer of pavement on some parts of that expressway. Keep that in mind as you are heading out and about. Other than that, everything is nice and light this early morning hour. This update is sponsored by Ace. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Your neighborhood Ace has a wide selection of products from the best brands, including Valspar, Craftsman, Scotts, Toro, DeWalt, and Weber, plus the expertise you need to take on any project with confidence. Only at Ace, the helpful place. As you are traveling out and about, do keep in mind it's going to be beautiful today with temperatures upper 70s, lower 80s. It's 64 at O'Hare, 69 Midway, 67 Lake. That's traffic on AM 560, The Answer.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@moltz.com. That's barry@moltz.com.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out barrymoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
We discovered that my daughter was using drugs. We were really at a loss. We'd been told by so many people to kick her out, to use tough love. You can't take a one-size-fits-all approach to substance use disorders. They're all different. You are the only one that knows your child. It's a slow process, and although it hasn't been perfect, she's not using drugs anymore, we're really hopeful. We're all in recovery from this disease.
There's hope and help at drugfree.org. A message from Partnership for Drug-Free Kids.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you save $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Well, I remember when I first started to talk in front of people, I would always stroke my chin very pensively, and I'd always say, and I didn't think too much about it until my speaking coach put together an entire reel of me just stroking my chin slowly and saying, Well, that broke the habit pretty quickly, but most of us don't realize there are a lot of these distracting behaviors that actually take away from our message. Here to help identify and eliminate them is Stacy Hunke. She is a passionate for teaching others how to communicate with influence. She's got a number one bestseller. It's called Yes, You Can. Everything you need from A to Z to influence others to take action. Stacy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Barry. It's an honor.
So I assume that my quirky behaviors are not unusual. Why do we have those?
I think a lot of where it comes down to is we perceive ourselves so different when we communicate rather than what people hear. And if we're not experiencing ourselves through the eyes and ears of our listeners, we go off of how we feel to determine our level of effectiveness and to really think about what's going on rather than what fact states.
Now, the horror of it is you actually, one of the ways I learned was watching myself on video. Is that a necessary step?
Absolutely critical. I don't know how else to do it, Barry. And I do it on a regular basis. I was smiling at your intro to the show today. You've got to be able to see it because that's really going to put it into perspective, true perspective on, even though you might feel a certain way when you communicate, whether that's through your nonverbals or verbal behaviors, that's not a guarantee that that's how you're really coming across. And without being able to see through the eyes and ears of your listeners, again, I think you're really speculating, well, if I feel good, I must be good. Or someone gives me false feedback and they say that the feedback is effective, that you're good, you're doing a nice job. That's not always what's really happening.
Right.
The video, the audio is critical. And we've got the capability of doing it now because we've got our phones.
Right.
We've got the technology that you can easily record yourself.
Listen, no one's going to give you really accurate feedback unless you pay them to do it as far as I'm concerned. But I guess the question is, how does it distract from the message? If I'm stroking my chin or I'm wildly gesturing, what does it matter? I'm being authentically myself. That's what some people might say.
You got it. I want you to think of it more fine-tuning. You want to make sure that I'll take one step back. How I define influence is that the body language needs to be consistent with the message. And when those are not consistent, say, for example, your gesture, you said something has huge impact, but your gesture shows a very small gesture. What's happening to your poor listener, they're wondering, did he say large impact? Did he not say it? And we start creating distractions for our listeners when our body language is not congruent with what we're saying. And you can gesture the way you need to, right? Because if that's part of you, definitely do it. You just want to make sure when you're doing a gesture, there's purpose and meaning to match your words.
And then we really have to understand that the reason that we're standing up and speaking in front of people is because we do want to influence them. What are some signs that you're not being as perhaps influential as you think?
Signs from the audience.
Yes. Yeah. Well, how could I know that I'm not being very influential? Like, I think it's going great, but guess what? It's really not. You're not seeing through, as you say, the eyes of the audience.
Yeah. And you're making a really good point because we get so caught up in our own dialogue. We get caught up in our head and we start making the message all about us rather than really focusing on what's working for them, what's not. A sure sign is heads down. I like to call it in the smartphone prayer, where you've got people that are caught up in their technical gadgets. And a lot of companies will say, but it's our culture. Is it really? And really what's happening, if who you're speaking to, they're doing something besides listening to you, then whatever that action they're doing is a lot more interesting than what's happening through you, that being the message. I think another thing is the side conversations. People not looking back at you, and I don't mean they give you a quick glance. I mean you can tell that they're not connecting, they're not engaging with you because they're not looking at you. And when that happens, there's a lot in the book Influence Redefined that I talk about adaptability. It's about adapting your message on the fly to make sure that if you see, you can tell they're confused. You can tell your message just went over their head. You've got to be able to be so in tune and focused with your message and the listener at the same time to make sure that you can adapt that to keep them with you rather than encouraging them to disconnect.
And that's why I tell people, if you're talking in front of an audience, you can't have your speech memorized. It has to be learned because you've got to be able to shift on the fly. We've got one more minute left. What is another step we can take, Stacey, to begin growing our influence?
Feedback. We touched on that a little bit earlier. I call it prepared feedback. For example, if I would have asked you for feedback before we start this interview, Barry, I'd prepare it by saying to you, here's what I'm trying to do. Here's what I'm working on. Would you listen for that? The other question I'd say to you or ask you about is, I really want to make sure I come across knowledgeable. Would you pay attention to what you hear through my body language, what you hear through my messaging? And then after we're done with the interview, would you give me feedback?
Stacey, I got to interrupt you there. If you want to get in touch with Stacey, go to www.stacyhankeinc. It's StaceyHankeinc.com. Stacey, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Barry.
Coming up next, how you and your small business can crack the selling nut. This is AM 560, The Answer. We'll be right back.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
Good morning. I'm Jeremy Scott with your look at the roads as you're traveling out and about. Just have one delay. It's 55 southbound. Still tight from Joliet Road all the way down to Veterans Parkway. Two right lanes are closed for overnight road work until later this morning. Now on the Bishop Ford, no access from Michigan Avenue to the inbound Ford, and that's going to be till 7 this morning for construction. Also, if you're in the loop, construction shuts down Madison from Michigan to State through tomorrow morning's rush. Also, through tomorrow morning's rush, you're going to see a couple of closures for festivals, including North Halstead Market Days, which shuts down Halstead from Belmont to Addison, and Retro on Roscoe, which shuts down Roscoe from Damon to Western. As you're traveling on the north side, CTA Red Line work closes Broadway, Wilson to Leland till 10 this evening. Today going to be mostly sunny with temperatures in the upper 70s, lower 80s everywhere at 64 at O'Hare, 69 Midway, 67 at the Lake. That's traffic on AM 560, The Answer.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@moltz.com. That's barry@moltz.com.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Moltz. Now on AM 560, The Answer.
One of the toughest things to crack for any small business owner is how to effectively sell your product or your service. And strangely enough, it doesn't start with you talking, but listening. Here to show us how is John Asher, who's the CEO of Asher Strategies, a high-level growth strategy consulting firm focused on improving sales. John has held a variety of positions, but a lot of what he learned about leadership and sales he picked up in the Navy, where he served as a captain of 2 nuclear-powered fast-attack submarines before becoming the program manager for a billion-dollar software development program. He's got a new book out. It's called Close Deals Faster. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Very great to be on it.
So most people would say, in order to be an effective salesperson, I got to be a good talker. And you say in the book, that's not the case.
Totally 100% agree. And when you watch the best salespeople at work, they use 3 ways to be the perfect listener.
Okay. What are those?
Well, at the end of a conversation, the buyer will say, you know, you've got a perfect understanding of our needs. This has been such a great collaboration. Thank you so much. And they do this, get this response by using the 3 techniques. Number 1, fully focus 100% on the buyer's point of view before we get into talking about what we can do. 2, ask permission to take notes and take good notes. And then once you think you really understand what the buyer needs, summarize and feed it back as many times as it takes for the buyer to say, you got it. You understand what I need.
Because that's really the key. You have to see their problem and potential solutions through their eyes, right?
Absolutely.
Now, John, do men and women actually use a different approach to be effective selling?
Yes, there's a lot of data out there about effectiveness for men and women selling to each other, selling to the same gender. And one interesting one is, women are much better at reading body language than men, so they do it naturally, and men have to learn. And when you're getting ready to close a deal, for example, you can tell partially by the dialogue, the conversation, and partially by the body language, and the body language is the true signals. And so women naturally read that and know effectively much better how to close than men. Men become timid at the closing point if they haven't learned how to read the body language. There's one big advantage women have over men in sales.
And so you have to really understand how to mirror or match the person's personality style. What's the most effective way to do that?
Well, there's 4 levels of EQ, emotional intelligence, and the best way to apply the highest level of sales is this. There are basically 4 different personality styles, no matter what assessment you take. And the highest level of EQ for sales is understanding which of those personality styles you are, recognizing, since there's 3 others, 75% of the people in the world are different than us, and being able to expertly get along with those other people, whether we're in the same group, the same company, they're a customer, or we're selling to them as a prospect, is the highest level of EQ. And when you're able to do that, you can effectively deal expertly with any personality style, not just your own.
So is the idea that you have to know your style, then you have to really recognize the other person's style and either match or mirror it?
Correct.
And does this have something to do with, because I think one of the most hardest things for a salesperson is, how do you make that great first impression? Because I believe that once you make a first impression, it really lasts through the entire relationship. And if you do it poorly in the beginning, you're kind of sunk.
Totally agree. And the latest neuroscience studies, by the way, so it used to be that we were taught first impressions are extremely important. Zig Ziglar, the late great Zig Ziglar, would tell us they happen in 7 to 23 seconds. Brian Tracy would say about 30 seconds. we now know from the latest neuroscience studies that it happens in a microsecond.
Wow.
So the old brain now looks, the old brain only sees pictures, not words and facts and figures like the rational brain. The old brain takes a picture of us, does pattern matching instantaneously with what it likes and doesn't like, and makes an instantaneous decision. And we also know first impressions are based 55% on visual, 38% on vocal or tonal, tone of voice, and only 7% on verbal. So how we dress, our grooming, how we present ourselves, extremely important in sales.
One of the things that I really like, John, you talked about in the book, Close Deals Faster, is that you discuss some things that you should never, ever, ever say to customers. In the minute we have left, what are a couple of those?
Any of the trite stuff is almost always a turnoff. I'm in the baby boomer category, so if a young salesperson uses the "Hey, dude" on me, that just isn't gonna go too well. And any of the trite things like "Sure" or "No problem," almost all of those will be a turnoff. So being a little bit more formal, more articulate, always goes over much better with customers.
Well, that's an interesting point, John. You know, you say you'd be formal, but you also have to match or mirror their style, right? So you got to get comfortable with each other. So is that really a balance?
It's really a balance because the big outgoing people, the communicators of the world, they want to do rapport building and a lot of it. Whereas the driver personalities, you know, the big picture gets to the bottom line fast. If you go in and you're the chatty salesperson, chatting them up, so to speak, that ain't going over too well at all.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if you want to get in touch with John, you can go to www.asherstrategies.com. The book is called Close Deals Faster. John, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you.
Coming up, another conversation with our futurist, Ken Grombach. He's going to talk about how you personally and your business can profit from what's coming next. This is AM 560, The Answer. Be right back.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva.
Nextiva
is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva.
Nextiva.
Simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Hi, I'm Lex Howard, CEO of Balance of Nature. I occasionally take new customer calls, and too often people tell me that they have heard our advertisements for years. If Balance of Nature is not currently being delivered to your doorstep, start now and begin experiencing the benefits of Balance of Nature in your life. Call and see how you can get your free month supply.
I noticed a difference in the first month.
I got rid of most of my other vitamin. I feel pretty good, even though I'm an old guy, 77. I think it's doing great.
I just feel good. I just believe they're really what they say they are.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code Chicago.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Moltz.
Well, I want to welcome back Ken Grombach. He's a demographer, futurist, and generational expert. He's the author of a book called Upside, Profiting from the Profound Demographic Shifts Ahead. Ken, welcome back to the show.
Good to be here.
We talked at the top of the show about all these different demographic shifts that are going on. You specifically wrote a book that says, hey, don't be afraid of this. You can really profit on it. How can a small business owner profit from what's going to happen in the next 20 to 30 years?
Well, one of the things they can do is they can determine the demography of their particular area. Now, you could take demographics right down to a zip code, and you can go to a site called Census QuickSacks and take a look at who is in your market. The most important question any marketer, any small business can ask is, how big is my market, and is it getting bigger or smaller? And then you can ask questions like, who is in it? One of the strangest things that I've found, like I just spoke to truck dealers, people that sell trucks, and I looked out at the audience, and it was a bunch of older white men. And I said, do you think only white people buy trucks? And I said, 37% of the United States is minority. Do you think African-Americans buy trucks? Do you think Latinos coming into the country that are assimilating in less than 20 years and accelerating through our economy, according to Pew Research, buy trucks? Be sensitive to your market.
I think this is an important point because you got to know exactly who your customers are. Now, what if your customers are not a geography, right? What if it is more, as you know, it's men or women or pregnant women? I guess you have to determine that. Is it easy to find where those people are?
Yeah, well, it's the same thing. One of the things I would encourage people to do, and forgive me for this, but buy the book Upside. You know, we just my partner and I just wrote this book, and we covered every single state. We know who's coming, who's going, who's staying, who's not, and it'll give you a picture of the United States. We broke it down into regions too.
So do we have to be worried about some of the states like Illinois that's losing people versus
yep.
Arizona that's gaining folks?
You have to be sensitive to that because of Northeast. Get this. When you do the math on babies, Florida is producing more babies than all of New England.
Wow. I find that hard to believe given the demographics down there.
Yeah, you'd think it was a bunch of old people. Well, it's not the case because you need an awful lot of young people to serve the old people, and they live there year-round. Listen, the information is available. It's available every type of demographic information that you would need to determine what your market is and how big it is and how big it's going to be, where it's going, is all available. Now, they can either buy the book or they can go to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. They can go to CIA Factbook. They can go to census data. You'd be amazed at the amount of information that's already out there that you paid for.
So with the 30 seconds we have left, what's one other tip you would give people to profit from what's going to happen?
Well, I'll tell you this. Two things. One, get into some kind of business that profits from building, from construction, from housing. And that's all kinds of construction. And the other one is get in front of health care, elder care, and death care. You want to get into a great business? Get into death care. Open up a crematorium. Open up a cemetery. Open up a funeral home.
And that's coming for us all. Ken, thanks for being on the show.
My pleasure.
And thanks all of you for joining this week's radio show. I want to thank our sponsors, Nextiva. I also want to thank our staff, especially our booking producer, Sarah Schaffrin, our in-studio producer, Debbie Schreiner, our marketing manager, Courtney Dury. If you're serious about being more successful this year, you got to give me a call. I've set up a private line for this. It's 773-837-8250, or you can email me at barry@moltz.com. Isn't this the year that you get your small business unstuck? Isn't this the year that you finally, after all this time in business, you finally make the money that you deserve? You got to remember what I always say at the end of every show. Love everyone. Trust the few. And you got to paddle your own canoe. Have a profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymoltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
Lately, it seems you're not feeling